So Katie had something eerie happen to her as she walked back to her car after our client Christmas party last night.
There were, no exaggeration, hundreds of blackbirds or starlings, whatever you want to call them, in the sky that it was the creepiest, eeriest thing ever. I thought at first, because we were kind of walking through the streets, we were walking through a parking lot, another woman and I left at the same time because we were kind of parked in the same area. And so as we're walking through the parking lot, I thought I was just kind of seeing just like, you know, you see lots of lights on, and especially now during the season, you see flashing lights and Christmas lights and all sorts of things, right? But so I look up and there are hundreds of blackbirds, hundreds of them. And they're kind of doing the swoop and then the swoop. And then they all went onto the side of a building and it turned the whole side of the building black. Weird. Where they all landed.
Yeah.
And then with one big swoop, they all moved again. And then they went over to a tree in the top of the building. And because like, there were so many of them.
It's like a gang.
It was insane. It was very creepy.
A riot of the birds.
I thought, I'm definitely going to get pooped on at any moment. But I thought, this has got to be a very, this is an omen, right?
Yeah.
Creepy.
I think so. Jason and I paid for that to happen to warn you. To be nicer to us.
No, I'm not going to.
That is odd.
What is that about?
I don't know.
At nighttime?
I don't know.
Are you sure they weren't bats?
At first I thought they were.
That'd
because,
be creepier.
Yep. At first I thought they were because I have seen something similar before. And we were sitting outside one time around a fire pit and a huge swarm of what we thought were just blackbirds or starlings were swarming around. We thought they were bats, but somebody said, no, they're starlings. And they go into where the chimney, I don't know, but they came out at nighttime. We thought they were bats, but they're bigger. They're definitely bigger. And then I heard them,
yeah,
making the noise. I thought, well, that's not a bat.
Well, they, you know, you put it through Chatty, and it says omens historically been linked to mystery, magic, or even misfortune.
Oh, I like the mystery magic better.
For the people who see it, not people just hear about it.
I didn't notice it when I walked back. But
you didn't?
You might have walked back. Did you walk towards the station?
No.
You didn't walk towards the station? Why wouldn't you just park in our lot?
Because it's uphill on the way back, and I had on heels.
Across the street.
Well, you could have brought sneakers, but yeah.
No, I couldn't have. I was wearing heels, and I just parked across the street.
Most people.
You parked at the station? That's a long walk.
That's far away.
I thought most people did. No, Josie did.
That's I parked literally across the street.
Yeah, across the street.
Okay. Yeah, I parked at the station.
You did? I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go up the hill by myself at nighttime.
With all the bad birds out there.
Right.
Could have been murdered.
I saw the hundreds of blackbirds just across the street.
Yeah, can you imagine?
If I had to walk down the street by myself.
They're like, she's alone.
Yeah.
Like, and then, you know, the word spread. She's alone. She's alone.
And then they would just lift me up and carry me. Actually, not a bad idea.
So these blackbirds, they don't fly further south for the winter?
I have no idea. I don't know why they were here. I mean, you see swarms of birds moving at different times, but during the night, it was pitch black. Now, there were lots of lights around because of, you know, again, I said, you know, Christmas time, and you're seeing flashing lights and sparkly lights and then street lights and stuff. But I've
that
never seen that flock like that
I've
at nighttime.
I've seen it in a parking lot, but not all like flying. It was Kohl's off of Bridford Parkway.
Uh-huh.
And I took a video of it. It was like 1,000, but they weren't flying. They're just all like walking together.
I'm yeah, I know.
What's wrong with these birds?
They were up in the sky, and you could hear them. You could hear their wings. I mean, they were flying pretty low, and then it was just one.
Definitely a bad misfortune coming your way, is my understanding.
Weird.
Okay, well, I choose magic.
Magic.
That's how I choose.
Well, wait a minute here.
It does say blackbirds flying together, often forming huge swirling flocks called murmurations. They're seeking safety in numbers, finding food, migrating, or roosting together for warmth, especially in winter. They say it's a natural phenomenon where they're actually communicating how to stay safe and to find food.
Okay.
And it does say super common for this time of year.
Well, I have never seen it like that.
Sometimes it could be 10,000 together. That, oh my God, that would make me think.
I don't think it was 10,000, but it was definitely hundreds.
Oh, wow.
Definitely hundreds. And when it went, they all landed on the side of the building, and the side of the building was just black because of all the birds there.
Well, yeah, in that movie, The Birds, you can see how that could be scary if they actually attacked you.
Peck your eyes out.
Things flying at you?
Ugh.
No, thanks.
They carry disease. Anyway, I saw it. I didn't know if anybody else had seen it.
I hope there's no misfortune coming your way, Katie.
I hope not, too.
But if so, we know it's the birds.
It was the bird.
What can you do?
Feed the birds.
Toppins a
toppins
bag.
The bag.
Whatever.
Toppins, toppins.
Okay.
Toppins the bag.
It's toppins the bag, right?
Isn't it?
Because it's just, you're feeding the birds. Now, is that money toppins or is it food?
I don't know.
It's Mary Poppins, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then the bird lady from Home Alone, tis the season.
Oh, tuppence.
Tuppence.
Tuppence?
Oh.
I've never.
They're stupid words. They're
today is dumb. We're learning all sorts of things that are ruining everything I've ever known.
Tuppence.
Tuppence.
Is that food or is that
tuppence
money?
Tuppence the bag.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know. I'll get to the bottom of that.
Crazy
but
bird lady.